This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio Network, as well as my flagship station, KBET 790 AM here in Las Vegas. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. The show is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Only show of its kind on radio or TV with no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I shoot from the hip, I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old US of A. In the immortal words of George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's why every day we go to war right here. That's why Media Matters tried to destroy my life and did not succeed. Because they know I'm reaching and influencing millions and millions of Americans right here. President Trump's approval hits all-time high in the latest Gallup poll. In the middle of the worst crisis perhaps in the history of America, the worst pandemic in our nation's history, Trump hits an all-time high. I mean, that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. Not only an all-time high in his own popularity, but the way he's handling this. I believe the number is 60 to 38 approve of Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. 60 to 38. Last week, approval of President Trump's handling of the coronavirus surged in an ABC News poll. 55% approving, 43 disapproving. A week prior was 43 approved, 54 disapproving. Similarly, a poll from Morning Consult just 4 days before the ABC News poll found 47% approve of Trump's response to coronavirus, 43% disapprove. So it's trending up fast. And now the latest poll says 60 to 38 approve of Trump's handling. And overall, 49% of U.S. adults at Gallup, up from 44% earlier this month, approve of the overall job Trump is doing as president. 49. Trump also had 49% job approval ratings, the best of his entire presidency in late January and early February, around the time of the Senate impeachment trial that resulted in his acquittal. The president's approval rating among Republicans above 90%. Trump's response to the novel coronavirus pandemic, 60% approve, 38% disapprove. 94% of Republicans approve his handling, 60% of independents, and 27% of Democrats. And by the way, Trump always, always, always takes what I say, and usually within a day or two, he's talking about the things I'm talking about in all my commentaries. And I have been talking on TV, on radio for a month now, in my columns, about suicide. That no one's going to commit suicide, or very few people, because of coronavirus, but lots of people will die because of coronavirus. That's terrible, right? Terrible. We don't want people to die. But lots of people are going to commit suicide because if you shut down the economy, they're going to feel lost. They're going to feel worthless. Businessmen and businesswomen are going to kill themselves. They're going to have no way to get their company open again. I can't even explain to you how many restaurant owners are going to commit suicide if we don't get this economy going again. And Trump, always thinking the same way I do, and I never know if it's because he sees my work, or it's because we just think exactly the same. Trump says suicides by the thousands if U.S. coronavirus shutdown goes on too long. We have to put this country back to work. You're going to lose a number of people to the flu, but you're going to lose more people by putting the country in a massive recession or depression. And by the way, it's not recession. We're going into a Great Depression. Trump said you're going to lose people. You're going to have suicides by the thousands. You can't just come in and say, let's close up the United States of America. And I'm with Trump. I'm not saying that I don't take this pandemic seriously. I do. I was the first one in the country to talk about it in early January because my favorite website is Zero Hedge. And Zero Hedge was covering the disaster going on in China back in early January. So I went on national TV and national radio and said, people are dying, it's a catastrophe, and they're dying in much bigger numbers in China than China's willing to admit. And China is literally arresting and killing some people, killing, never seen again, who spill the beans and tell the world how bad it is in Wuhan. So I've always taken this seriously, but I don't take it so seriously that I'm going to stop working. First of all, you're never going to stop me from working. You better come and arrest me and handcuff me and make me the face of American business. That'll be the worst mistake you ever make in your lifetime. Come and get me, because I'm never going to stop working. I'm never going to stop earning. It's not going to happen. You can lock me in my house and I'll just make $1 million in my house. You can't stop me from working because working is what all small businessmen and women are about. It is what makes us who we are. And we're never going to stop. And I'd rather keep working and take a chance, an infinitesimally small chance of dying, or maybe a slightly larger chance of being very ill, or a very large chance, probably a 50% chance of getting coronavirus, but most people, 81% in China got it mild or not at all. They got it and they didn't feel it at all, didn't even know they had it. I'll take that chance, but I'm going to run my business. Because you will kill me, I will die if you put me out of business. Or you make me broke and bankrupt and a loser and lay off all my friends and family. I'm not going to let it happen. And more people are thinking that way, including Thomas Friedman in today's New York Times. Look at this article in today's New York Times, How to Get America Back to Work. It could have been written by Wayne Root. And it was liberal Thomas Friedman in the ultra-liberal New York Times. And he quotes from Dr. John Ioannidis, an epidemiologist and co-director of Stanford's Meta Research Innovation Center, pointed out in an essay on March 17th that we still do not have a firm grasp of the population-wide fatality rate of coronavirus. And look at some of the best available evidence today, though, indicates it may be 1% and could be even lower. It's what I've said from day one. They're lying. The WHO lied. The World Health Organization lied. They're in the bag of the Chinese and they lied. But let me say it right. It's my opinion they lied. This is an opinion show. You know I'm going to open up every show for that one? This is an opinion show and this is my opinion. And the opinions don't reflect anyone else but me. And it's my opinion that the WHO is in bed with China and they lied and China, in my opinion, China lied and covered this thing up. And they're responsible for everything that's happened in the world. And if that is the true rate, Ioannidis wrote, the Stanford big shot medical man, locking down the world with potentially tremendous financial consequences may be totally irrational. It's like an elephant being attacked by a house cat and frustrated and trying to avoid the house cat, the elephant accidentally jumps off a cliff and dies. That's in Thomas Friedman's column about how to get America back to work. You cannot keep America's businessmen and women on the sidelines. We want to be heroes. We are first responders. That's the column I'm going to write. Put the first responders to work. I love cops. I love firemen. I love paramedics. You're all great people. You're willing to risk your lives and die, even though in your mind you're not going to die today. Maybe it's a 1 out of 1,000 chance, 1 out of 10,000 chance. If you really knew you were going to work to die today, I don't think even most brave firemen and policemen would get out of bed. They don't ever assume they're going to die today. I don't assume I'm going to die from coronavirus today. But I assume there's some tiny chance of risk I'm taking. I'll take that risk like a business first responder. And the coronavirus bill hits hurdles as Sanders threatens to stall the package over a bid to change the unemployment aid. Basically, four Republican senators led by Lindsey Graham are saying, wait a minute, this is insanity. We're not going to pass this bill. You're giving people more money to not work than to work, so no one's going to work. And Sanders says, well, that's okay by me. I've never worked. Why should you work? I've collected a government check my whole life. I was a loser. I was a loser who smoked pot and hung out in some beat-up old dingy house most of my young life till I became a mayor and then a senator. He didn't say that. I'm saying, I'm putting those words in his mouth. That was his life. It doesn't make any sense to pay someone more to not work than to work, then no one will work. And speaking of insane Democrats, let's talk about all the insanity out there. From Governor Andrew Cuomo in New York. Some amazing things to talk about with him and our governor here in Nevada, Steve Sisolak, who can't seem to get his act together. First, he put out a statement last night, Steve Sisolak, governor of Nevada, that was so clear, if you read it, that he was banning the use of the anti-malaria drugs that everyone agrees are the only thing out there that might have a chance at curing, might have a chance at curing coronavirus. They've been used. They've been incredibly effective. They seem to have cured the few people in the small tests that have used it. And you know where they use it a lot? In Africa. Because Africa's filled with malaria. So everyone takes these anti-malaria drugs, and there's almost no coronavirus in Africa. Why would that be? Because they're on anti-malaria drugs. So everyone's now agreeing from the president on down, including Andrew Cuomo, by the way. Interestingly, the governor of New York, who's ordering all of the hydroxychloroquine, if that's how you pronounce it, that you could possibly get for the people of New York. Even he agrees with Trump that this thing shows great promise. Great promise. And the governor of Nevada says you can't have it. But that wasn't really what he said. And I said that in my very first tweet. God, people started hammering me last night. Wayne, the governor of Nevada is insane. He's going to let you all die. Everybody thought that. When you read his press release, it was the worst worded press release I've ever seen in my life. And I assumed and put in a tweet that it's a massive miscommunication. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It can't possibly mean what you think it means. No governor in America would be so reckless. He would ban the use of the one drug that Trump fast-tracked to be used for fighting coronavirus, and he wouldn't let you have it. But even in correcting it through a tweet today, he said, I did not mean that I was banning this malaria drug for the residents and citizens of Nevada. What I meant was, I don't want you to hoard it. I don't want people who aren't sick to hoard it, so it's not available for those who need it. If a doctor prescribes it in an emergency room, you can have it. That's what he said. Well, that's a terrible tweet. That's a terribly worded answer. Because I want my doctor to prescribe it if I need it, not a doctor in an emergency room. I want to be at home and call it in and have the doctor say, yes, Wayne, if you're sick and you have fever and you're coughing, let's get it to you right now. Don't wait till you go to the emergency room. So if he's being serious, the governor screwed up again. Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com and enter the promo code ROOTS to get 20% off MyDoctorSuggests.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
And consider...
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I was talking about the governor of Nevada, Steve Sisolak. I'm trying to be nice to, I really am. But, I mean, it's the most horribly worded announcement slash press release in the history of mankind. And it sounded to everyone who read it, except me, I was the only one who gave him a slight benefit of the doubt, that it had to be a mistake, it had to be April Fool's Day, he must have been joking, or some idiot wrote it that should be fired immediately. When I saw it last night, and people pointed it out to me, it sounded like he was banning the use of the anti-malaria drug in the state of Nevada and not allowing his residents to potentially save their lives if they're dying of coronavirus. I mean, it makes no, and you don't have to be dying. What if you just have a cold and you test positive for coronavirus? Now you have a cough, and then it, you know, quickly it turns out in some people leads to you're on death's doorbed quickly. So why would you stop people from getting the one drug that could possibly work? Well, of course, I believed he wasn't really stopping it. Not really stopping it. But every political website in America said he was banning this anti-malaria drug. Well, Governor Cuomo, who I think is an idiot and an extreme lefty in New York, was grabbing all he could and saying, thank you, President Trump. There are headlines saying wicked Democrat Governor Sisolak will not allow Nevadans to prescribe chloroquine as a preventive against the coronavirus. And in the press release, not only did it look like he was banning it, and we can't get it, it can't be prescribed, he badmouthed it and said there's no proof it works. Well, there's lots of studies that show it works. But he was never banning it. He was never banning it. What he was saying was, except the person who wrote his press release must be a typical liberal moron, probably 26 years old, out of grad school a year ago, and probably can't tie their own shoelaces, as most liberals can't chew gum and tie shoelaces at the same time during a national emergency. It's probably a liberal snowflake going, my blood pressure, oh my God, we're all going to die. I mean, that's what it was. Some kid, some moron who worked for the governor, who who's scared to death that they're going to get coronavirus and die. And they wrote the most horribly worded announcement in the world. What he was trying to say, I'm trying to be nice to Governor Steve Sisolak, is he was trying to say, I don't want people hoarding it when they don't have it yet, in advance of having it, so I'm going to make sure you can only get it if the doctor writes a prescription in the emergency room. Well, so now his tweet today that explained that is horrible, too. You mean I can't go see my doctor, a local doctor, and get it prescribed in his office? I don't want to go to an emergency room. I don't want to go to a hospital. I'm not going to a hospital. And what if I want to just sit at home and I'm sick and the doctor, and I speak on the phone, you can't prescribe it? He's saying you could only get it in a hospital or an emergency room? Did he mean to say that? Is that really what he meant? Or does he mean, you know, any doctor could prescribe it? But he just had him and his idiot snowflake assistant who can't write wrote something about a hospital. And then here's another explanation for why this idiocy is going on in the state of Nevada. Because the top doctor in the state isn't a doctor. The top doctor in the state isn't an MD. How stupid do you get? Nevada's chief medical officer not licensed to practice medicine in the United States. This is why people think my state's a backwater state. And it's not a backwater state. It's a great state. I choose Wayne Root. I could live in Manhattan. I got the money to live in Los Angeles, Manhattan, San Francisco, and I choose Vegas. It's the greatest city in the world. But we've got some real humdinger morons running the state. And so Nevada's chief medical officer is not licensed to practice medicine in the U.S. His name is Hassan Azam. Testified in Las Vegas on Tuesday. This was an article from 2018, by the way, so it's not like he testified this Tuesday. But this is from 2018. This is the top medical officer in the state, that he has a master's degree and worked for several years in environmental, public health, and epidemiology before being named the chief state medical officer last May. So I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, don't forget, there's this coronavirus task force to save us all from instant death, as if coronavirus kills everybody. It kills like one, less than 1%, and the 1% are almost all old and sick with underlying health issues if you look at the numbers from Italy and you look at the numbers from China. And if you look at the numbers from the two countries that have tested everybody, two amazing countries that tested everyone, South Korea and Germany, the death rate is way under 1%. You know why? Wayne Root's the only guy in America who figured this out weeks ago. I said this on national TV and radio weeks ago. Most people are afraid to admit they've got coronavirus because they're afraid they'll be quarantined and locked in their home for 3 weeks. They're afraid they can't go to work. They're afraid their friends won't speak to them. They're afraid people will blame them. They'll have a black mark on their forehead. And so almost nobody reports they've got it. So in the countries where they test everyone and they know everyone has got it, the death rate is minuscule. It's like the flu. But in countries where they don't test everyone, like the United States, there aren't enough kits to go around. Lots of people have it. Millions have it, probably, or have had it in the last 2 months. But the death rate is only measured against those who come to the hospital and tell you they've got it. So here we have a coronavirus task force, and the governor named Jim Urin to head it. A casino executive with no medical background is the head of our coronavirus task force. Smart.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, our frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress won't vote on the $2 trillion economic rescue package on Wednesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers that he will give all House members 24 hours notice before holding a vote on the package. That means the earliest a House vote could be is Thursday afternoon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, "We need to get the show on the road as people in his state are suffering."
Every restaurant and bar in South Carolina is closed as long as you can't congregate. So people need a paycheck. They need to have burdens taken off them, their student loan payment deferred. There's so many good things in this bill. There's $2 trillion.
Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 495 points to finish at 21,200. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Hey, by the way, I mentioned the good news that Trump's approval is the highest ever at 49% of Gallup, and I mentioned the great news that Trump's approval for his handling of coronavirus at 60%, only 38 think he did a bad job. Fantastic news. I forgot to mention the Dow that was up 2,100 points yesterday, and everybody kind of thought it would open up lower today after 2,100 points up, was up again almost 500 points, 495 points, up 2%. First back-to-back gain since February. You know what I say to that? First time it's gone up 2 days in a row since February. We're almost in April. We're almost in April, so it's almost like 2 months. I don't know how early in February it was, but if it was early February, this could be 6 to 8 weeks ago. Incredible. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. The healthcare open enrollment period ended a long time ago, but guess what? It doesn't matter if you missed it, because we got Liberty HealthShare, which isn't health insurance. They've got an exemption, the Christian Healthcare Sharing Ministry. So I think it's not health insurance. It's better. That's my opinion. You can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000. Could you use an extra $72,000 over 4 years? And when I had kidney stone surgery in a hospital here in Vegas a year ago, first time ever in my life I was sick, because, you know, I eat a keto diet, all meat, right? So that creates little stones in your body. So I got kidney stones, and the bill was $27,000 for the hospital, and they paid the entire bill. Do you love these people? I love these people. Like I said, it's not health insurance. I believe it's better. Liberty HealthShare. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Got our guest here, Alfredo Ortiz, president and CEO of the Job Creators Network, defending small businesses from the onslaught of bad government policies. His website is informationstation.org, informationstation.org. Alfredo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, thanks so much. And right now we're driving everybody to jobcreatorsnetwork.com, if you don't mind me shouting that one out.
Well, no. I was going to ask you why your website isn't jobcreators.com. Funny enough, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, because you're the Job Creators Network, so it should be jobcreators.com. There you go.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Jobcreatorsnetwork.com. There's a lot of great information on there right now. We're trying to stay at the top of all the stuff that's coming down the pike. I have to tell you, Wayne, it is absolutely overwhelming. I can't even imagine what small business owners are going through to try to process this. So we're trying to do some of the processing for them and trying to get as much relevant information on that website right now.
Well, you know, the difference between me and all the other radio hosts in America is I actually run multiple businesses. My whole life I've been a small businessman. I see myself as a small businessman and a business owner and an ad agency executive, you know, CEO, who brings all the advertisers on radio and TV. I bring them all in. So I'm a businessman who just happens to speak 3 hours a day on the radio and TV. So I am a small businessman, and I've got the same problems during this disaster as the average small business person.
That's right.
And I got to tell you, I I'm Mr. Positive. Everyone loves this show because I'm Mr. Positive. I don't know if we're ever coming back from this. I don't think small business, I mean, some small businessmen will be okay, and some will recover. Some might even thrive if they have the right product. You know, if you own a small grocery store, you're probably doing the best of your life. But I honestly think some will never recover from this. It's a disaster for small business, and I have a hard time believing that most small business people are going to get the loans. I think all the people on welfare and all the people who have minimum wage jobs are all going to get $1,200 from the government. But I think that small business people, they keep bragging, they're going to give us all these loans. I think the qualifications are too hard, and they're not going to give them out. And small business people are going to be left to drown. So tell me if I'm being negative on this, or you agree. I don't know.
You know what, Wayne? I understand where you're coming from, but I'm here to tell you, as your therapist, you're going to be okay.
I hope so.
No, you know what? I'll tell you, we've been really working closely. I mean, part of the reason why, you know, like yourself, just barrauded, I'm sure, you know, bombarded by calls and texts and stuff like that, emails. But I'll tell you what we're looking at right now, specifically, it's called the Keeping American Workers Paid and Employed Act. That's kind of the name that's included as a provision within this big phase three bill. I'll tell you what we're looking at is very, very promising, though. And at the end of the day, I think if you go through it, that's why we want to make sure we go through it ourselves and try to get it on our website, because there is going to be money for small business owners just like yourself. And in fact, we're really excited about it because this was going back and forth, in and out. But this even covers self-employed individuals and gig economy individuals, which is
okay,
amazing.
Okay, good, good. Let me jump in. We're with Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the Job Creators Network. Here's the problem that my small business buddies keep, and my fans keep sending me emails. Number one, they keep saying you can get a small business loan for up to $2 million each business. $2 million! But only if you have perfect credit, and most of them don't have perfect credit. That's what they've always understood in the past. Maybe that's been waived for this disaster. And number two, you got to have assets to match what you're borrowing. So if you're worth nothing, but you have a business that makes you $300,000 to $400,000 a year, but you don't have a lot of assets, they're not going to loan you $500,000 unless you have $500,000 in assets. So my buddies are all saying they don't think this is going to work for most of them. Did they waive this stuff, Alfredo, for this disaster? Is the million-dollar question.
Yes, and the good news is they're waiving a lot of those requirements, Wayne, a lot of them. And, you know, I'm going through the 1,200-page bill now that it's, that it's become, and every time I go through it, there's changes to it. But the good news is they are actually waiving a lot of that, which is great, the asset requirements. What they basically do need to do, though, is confirm that this was a live business. It was an ongoing business. I think that it's been in business for 2 years as of January, I think is what it is. So the most recent businesses, I think, are probably going to be impacted, but that may even change as well, Wayne. So
okay, well, that's good. You brought me good news. I feel much better now.
So I have to tell you, for 2 weeks nonstop, we have been fighting, and I have to give a shout-out to Mnuchin, Senators Rubio, and Senator Collins, because they really did get it, right? They did understand this, and we've been taking the stories from the front lines to them directly. I mean, I've had multiple conversations with Secretary Mnuchin explaining to them. Now, your listeners have brought up something good about the SBA loans. We actually have concerns about that as well. I was a small business owner. I applied to one of those. I know that even the express loans can take 3 to 5 weeks, and that's an eternity in this environment right now, let alone the regular SBA loans, which could take up to 3, 4, 5 months. We just don't have that kind of time. So what I've been talking to Secretary Mnuchin, for example, is a quick one-page application. It's a 72-hour application from the second you walk in, and not just SBA kind of lenders. But we're saying let's let all banks be able to make this, right? Whether it's your community, your local bank, a branch office of a Wells Fargo or Citibank, right? Let them all be able to do that lending. And 72 hours later, Wayne, you'll have cash in the bank. That's the kind of timing that we keep telling you know, folks in D.C., that's the kind of time small business owners need if they really want them to survive through this.
I sure hope so. And, you know, my worry, of course, is that this, you know, and I mentioned this when I had the Nevada's head of the Small Business Administration on about 3 days ago. I mentioned that, you know, one thing you can't get away with, this is not like Fantasy Island. Hey, boss, the plane, this right. is the real world. You do have to personally guarantee it. That you can't get rid of, right? I mean, this is not free money. It's a personal guarantee, right?
Wayne, guess what? I think they're waiving the personal guarantees for this as well.
Wow. If you're right, Alfredo Ortiz, then you are Santa Claus. Come early to Wayne Ral Root and to every small businessman and woman listening to the show. So we love you. I hope you're right. I hope, because you're bringing good news. That's for sure.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is you just got to hang in there, right? I mean, we know that small businesses, and look, President Trump all the way down the administration understands that it was small business that really led to this great economic recovery. Two-thirds of new job growth was in the hands. That's why we had this record low unemployment. You know, small businesses were hiring. And we firmly believe that small businesses are going to be the ones that are going to get us out of this.
Correct.
And with this kind of assistance, right, because I think they truly understand this is not a bailout. What really kills me about this thing, I don't want anybody to call this a bailout. This is a lifeline, right?
Right.
This is a lifeline to these small businesses that literally out of no fault of their own, just everything stopped, right? Everything absolutely stopped. So they should not be penalized right now. We hit a little bit of a snag in the Senate, and I'll tell you, of course, surprise, surprise, because it's the government. And, you know, it's on the Dem side. And
it's Bernie Sanders, right? Isn't he the big
Bernie
snag?
Sanders. Yep, Bernie Sanders.
Doesn't he want people who are unemployed to get higher money than people who are employed? Isn't that the way it works?
It's the craziest thing. It is the absolute craziest thing.
No, it's not. Alfredo, it's not. He's a communist, so he loves paying people more for not working. It's not crazy. It makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
Right, it makes sense. But Mnuchin got on Cavuto and said, he goes, look, my understanding when we were talking about this is that you make the employees whole, but they shouldn't be making more unemployed than they are when they were employed.
Right. And so, of course not.
So, right. And so, you know, this is something that I think I'm hearing, and again, I'm getting updates almost by the minute, is going to get fixed tonight.
We don't need Bernie Sanders' vote, right? He can vote against it. Who cares? We had enough votes. We have enough Republicans to pass it, don't we? Or it doesn't count because five of them are out for coronavirus. How does that work?
Well, it's these rules of the Senate, right, that we all hate. It may be that he can hold it up. And so, you know, but if he does, trust me, I will come back on your show to let listeners know who's holding it up.
Okay? Yeah, yeah. Well, by the way, Nancy Pelosi was doing some damage yesterday and day before, and guys like me, every talk show host in America, every conservative host, ripped her to shreds, and I noticed she gave in, too, because she dropped all her crazy demands, right? We're not going to have those crazy demands, correct?
It looks like almost all of them didn't make it in. So, but this one thing on unemployment, we'll see how we deal with that with Bernie Sanders. But, you know, again, the folks go to jobcreatorsnetwork.com. We're also looking for ideas. No idea right now is a bad idea, so throw it our way and we'll evaluate some. And
all right, so you
will get it up to the administration.
Alfredo Ortiz hears the music, and he's a savvy veteran of media, so he knows he had to quickly get his website in, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. But what you don't know is I'd like you to hang through the break, because I've got some questions to ask you on the other side. You got a few minutes for me?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, so hang in there. We'll take you as a repeat guest on the other side of the break. Alfredo Ortiz, President and CEO of the Job Creators Network. You and I are going to be buddies. I need to be buddies with you, because we all small businessmen need a friend right now. I got a dog, and I got you. I need a friend. Alfredo Ortiz of the Job Creators Network, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. We shall return. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians, public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. And sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. They're a precious metals company. And if you have not seen what's going on, the precious metals world is going nuts. Here's a headline from Zero Hedge. It's selling like toilet paper. If you haven't bought physical gold, it's probably too late. And, of course, anytime someone like me or them talks about gold, they really mean gold and silver. It's like saying Vaseline is petroleum jelly, right? Gold represents gold and silver. Silver is kind of the poor man's gold. It really moves in tandem or close to tandem with gold, and it's much cheaper. So we're talking about silver and gold are selling like crazy and selling out. I saw another article that said that American Silver Eagles, which are the world's most popular silver coin, have sold out at every coin store in America. And yet I've got this great offer for you, only for the Wayne Allyn Root listeners, only for the Wayne Allyn Root show, and only for a limited time. My friends at Finest Known are making a deal for war fans. Finest Known has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. And I told my friends at Finest Known, you better go big or go home. And they went big. And Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire pure 1 ounce Silver Eagles at dealer cost. Maybe no better time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. And there's sure no better deal anywhere than 100 American Silver Eagles at dealer cost, meaning you're getting it at wholesale price and they don't make a penny on the sale. And you get a free book thrown in, too, everything you need to know about to buy and sell gold. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com. And it's funny, they've got this phone number that ends in 1929. I sure hope this isn't a repeat of 1929 and the Great Depression, but it definitely is a bad situation. Alfredo Ortiz is the perfect man to jump in on that phrase, 1929. He's president and CEO of Job Creators Network. His website is jobcreatorsnetwork.com, defending small businesses from the onslaught of bad government policies. Welcome back to the show, Alfredo Ortiz.
Thanks, Wayne.
So a lot of people are suggesting we're entering a new Great Depression, whether in the in the United States or all over the world. We're going into a Great Depression. If there's one guy that can keep us out of it, I have faith that President Trump, with this amazing stimulus package, and they're talking $2 trillion in this package, but overall, with the money they're giving the Fed and this and everything else they're doing, $12 to $14 trillion. If there's one guy who understands how to keep us out of a Great Depression and skid the wheels, it could very well be the one guy we have as president. Maybe we got a chance to be the only country that comes out of this hole. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I am very optimistic on America. You know, if you saw the stock market over the past couple of days, I think investors out there believe in America as well. And I'll tell you why I feel so optimistic, Wayne, is because American ingenuity and innovation is like no other. I mean, it really is. I mean, I'm seeing just in the community that I'm here right now, how small businesses immediately figured out how to be able to still stay in business. So, because they passed an edict, for example, that all restaurants had to close, they didn't, and only but drive-throughs, for example, could be still open. So within 6 hours, you know what they had done? They pulled out extension cords, their POS lines. They popped up an umbrella, put a table out there, and guess what? They had a drive-thru. You know, and it's that kind of American ingenuity, I think, that is what is going to save us, right? Because we just believe that we can do it, right? That we're going to get through stuff, and we've gotten through stuff before. And so, you know, and I've seen this all across the country. Some small business owners thinking creatively about how to do it, shifting their revenue models for now. And then with this assistance, to your point, Wayne, that's coming from President Trump's administration, I really do believe that we're going to make this through. It's going to be a rough 45 days. I mean, there's just no way of being able to sugarcoat that, right, Wayne? I mean, I'd be fooling people at this point if I said that. It's going to be rough. We're going to have to hunker down, but we're going to get through it. And I really believe it. And some businesses, unfortunately, aren't going to make it. But I think some businesses will reinvent themselves into something different.
Well, here's what I think. I think that I think just like President Trump on every issue since the day I saw him come down that escalator, I never need to have him even open his mouth. Whatever he says comes out of mine, whatever I says comes out of his. And I'm telling you, I've been saying that we've got to let businesses open again as soon as Easter, and suddenly he said the exact same thing. But there will be hot spots where you can't open them, and one of them, I'm guessing, is going to be New York City. They're not going to be able to open for 2 months, 3 months. New York City's got a disaster going on because, of course, they've got foreigners from all over the world, and they're sanctuary city. They've got illegal aliens and God knows what's going on there. And they've got everybody living on top of each other. And they've got lots and lots of old people. It's kind of like a little Italy. You know, Italy's got that same kind of problem with lots of old people, lots of smokers. In New York City, I think lots of smokers. So I think New York's in a hell zone right now. But is your feeling that maybe we could open up America by Easter for places that are doing better?
Yeah, I think it's what's going to end up happening is we talked a lot about the curve, finding the curve and stuff like that.
Yes.
I think what's going to end up happening is going to be a state-by-state curve, and we're going to have to treat each state separately in its own kind of bubble, and that's how we're going to get through this. You're right. Some states are going to open up sooner. Others are going to take a lot longer, like New York.
Yeah, I'm hoping Nevada is one of the ones that can open up sooner because it really has not. Thank God, you know, thank God and cross my fingers, and I pray it stays not too terrible, whereas New York has got it really, really bad, and I feel bad for them. I'm from New York. I don't want anybody to ever die. I don't want anyone to be sick, whether you're legal or illegal, whether you're foreign or American. Doesn't matter to me. I want everybody to live. Alfredo Ortiz, good man. President, CEO, Job Creators Network, jobcreatorsnetwork.com. Thank you for coming on the show. God bless you.
Thank you, Wayne. You too.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.